We are back. Welcome to hour two of the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. And in hour two, of course, I bring you my guest. We feature guests from the reverse speech field and associated fields. I bring some guests from outside every now and then. But today, I'm welcoming to the microphone reverse speech investigator, soon to be analyst, as soon as she gets her final assignment in, Tiffany Fontenot. Now, she's been doing some marvelous work with reverse speech. She's been really working very, very hard at it, been getting the word out there and just doing a fantastic job. So I thought I'd have her on the show today. Tiffany, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, David. I'm so excited to be here and I'm so nervous. It's my first radio show.
Oh, no need to be nervous. We're just having a chat. Okay, just forget
Okay.
everyone else is listening. So, yeah. So you took the class in 2015, if I or was it 16?
16. It's not even been a year yet, but it's about to be. I looked that up last night and my first class with you was on February the 20th, 2016. So it's coming up on a year.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, you got your investigator certificate, and you just got one assignment to submit for your analyst?
Yes, I keep trying to do. I've got all of that stuff ready. I need to do my final coming up. Pizzagate seemed like it
Oh, yeah.
needed to have some attention before I got my final done and some other things. So I think I've gotten enough done now where I can get that final done, where I have a clear conscience about that now.
All right, okay. Well, that would be great. Yeah. And how did you get involved with reverse speech? How'd you first hear about
I heard you on a radio show and
it?
my friend and I were talking about it, and she heard you also. And you were doing a really fun game on that radio show, and you didn't tell us the reversal before you played it. You left that up to the audience, and I got every one of them right every time. And I was like, hey, I think I'd be good at this. And then later on, I downloaded the free app on my phone and started trying to find them on my own, and I was able to do that too.
And so you thought you had a natural talent, so you signed up for class.
Yeah, and I have, I'm good at audio tasks. My mom is an opera singer and I play the French horn, and so I'm good at hearing stuff.
Right, okay. And what are your plans for you've been very busy. You've taken this and run with it with a passion. Got this.
Yeah, I have another radio show that I'm supposed to be doing in March on reverse speech, and I've already been invited to a conference in 2017 in North Carolina. So yeah, things are taking off already, but I'm going to be taking your practitioner course in April, and then so I do want to have clients and help them, but then I also would like to be able to figure out, I am not computer minded. I do the best I can, but I'll have to find some other people to help. But I'd like to get a database together where all reverse speech analysts and practitioners can put their reversals in one place where the public can view them. You have one of those with your reversals and some other people's, but make it more universal so that people can really so we don't, first of all, duplicate our work. And
Right.
then so yeah, and then so then there's a wider array of it so that people can look in there and see what's been done. And
Yeah,
so we're using our time wisely there.
that's actually a very good idea. My webmaster's updating the reverse speech site now. Let me go have a chat with him and see what we can come up with in that area, okay?
Oh, that would be good. And I'd love to help in any way I can. I mean, if we need to, even get a bigger site together or what. I don't know if you're, that's going to be a lot. I mean, you've got a lot of reversals on there, so I don't know how much your site will hold, but we might need some more space if everybody's donating their work.
I think it's got unlimited bandwidth. Unlimited. I'm not sure now. Anyway, I don't know. So,
Sounds like a good project.
I'm sorry?
This sounds like a good project.
Yeah. Now, you have sent me some reversals of Kerry Packer. Kerry Packer. John Kerry's visit to the to Antarctica.
Yeah, I put those reversals together. I wanted to start out with the ones where he, in another speech, and then move into Antarctica, because I put all these together based on a story that is unfolding with that group. He does appear to belong to a very dark group. He just does, you know, based on his reversals. And if I could say before we start, I'm kind of worried that we won't have enough time at the end to get to the Pizzagate reversals. So there are like about five of them at the end. So if I could just say my websites, I would really love for people to be able to view those if we don't get to them here.
Of course, absolutely. Get your website out, yes.
Okay, because I did find a reversal that does link, it appears to link Kerry to a global pedophile ring. And then and then I found, of course, Kerry is linked to Hillary Rodham Clinton. And then I did find reversals that link Hillary Rodham Clinton to Pizzagate and to and James Alefantis to Hillary Rodham Clinton, and he the reversals that I have found on those guys is that they all do appear to be involved in that, and so that's very important. I wanted to start off with that, and so you can, if we don't get to those, you can find the Antarctica parts 1, 2, and 3 on my WordPress site. So you go to TIFVision, T-I-F, and the word vision, like you see through your glasses, .wordpress.com. And then my Audio Boom site is audioboom.com/TIFVision. And again, it's T-I-F, and then the word vision, no spaces.
Okay, so now you've sent me these in order, is that correct?
So, I did. I sent those to you in order.
Right. The first one I'm looking at is JK is not slowing down, no reserve. Is that correct?
No. This is, well, first of all, this is the speech where he blamed Russia for bombing hospitals in Aleppo.
Yep.
Yeah, so this one, he says, yes, we're mocking our fear again.
Okay, all right, here we go.
So we look forward today to a very frank conversation.
Okay, yes, we're mocking our fear again.
Yes, we're mocking our fear again.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we're mocking our fear again.
Absolutely.
Yes, we're mocking our fear again.
Yeah, it could be. Mocked our fear. Hang on, let's do it again.
Yes, we're mocking our fear again. Yes, we're mocking our fear again.
Oh, yeah, now there's a thing there. It's very faint. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and so, you know, they use fear to manipulate the public, and you can tell by the tone of his voice in that reversal that he does this all the time, and it's just, you know, something that he's just totally bored with because he does it all the time. We're mocking our fear again.
Right. Yep. Wrong. Okay, so what's the next one?
Okay, so the next one, he says about the bombing where he's blaming the regime and Russia for bombing the hospital. The reversal is, saw her London aide, disguised it.
Oh, hang on. Which one is this? I've got must seal the arachnid.
Yeah, that comes later. This one is, saw her London aide, disguised it.
Oh, got it, right. Geez, way out of order. Okay, here we go. That's not your fault, it's my fault. It's the way it's saved.
Okay.
Here we go.
Last night, the regime attacked yet another hospital. And 20 people were killed and 100 people were wounded.
And this is, saw her London aide disguise it.
Saw her London aide disguise it.
See, that's clear.
Saw her London aide disguise it.
Absolutely.
Saw her London aide disguise it.
Yeah, it's certainly nice and clear. All right.
Yeah, so that indicates to me that we may have an MI6 problem here. So MI6, you need to get your agents under control over there. You got some rogue agents.
Oh, Oh, that is an interesting bit of information. All right, okay.
Now, the next one was interesting because this is the French foreign minister who he did the speech with, and he appears to have, he and his country appear to have been coerced by Kerry and his group to work with them somehow. I don't know how they did it, but they always try to get leverage on people. You know how they are. So, but it's interesting because it has French at the beginning and then it turns into English. So he starts and he says, "Mégoïste," which means but selfish. And then he says in English, "moved deep by hurt."
Okay, all right. So here's the forwards.
Thank you for being with us. Merci.
Thank you very much, John. I'm very happy to see you again.
Okay, mais égoïste, which is but selfish, and moved deep by hurt.
Mais égoïste, moved deep by hurt.
Oh, yeah.
Mais égoïste, moved deep by hurt. Mais égoïste, moved deep by hurt.
All right, okay. Yes, that's interesting. We have seen sentences that are half one language and half another language. That's has been seen before, so that's an interesting.
Well, yeah, I'm lucky for me that my last name is French and I have taken some French, or I would not have caught that. So we really need reverse speech analysts and practitioners who can speak other languages. So we need more analysts, period. But so if you feel like you're good at audio tasks, please sign up. We need you. This one is incongruent, obviously. He says he's very happy to see him again. And then, you know, the reversal is he feels that there's selfishness involved and he's been moved deep by hurt in some way.
Well, we played that one, moved deep by hurt.
Yeah. I was just explaining what I meant. So the next one is John Kerry, and it's kind of almost a response to the French foreign minister's reversal because he says, "Now you resist this absolute, pleasure helps us now."
Now you resist this absolute. Got it. Okay, here we go. Here's the forwards.
I very much appreciate France's partnership with respect to Syria.
And this one says, now you resist this absolute. Pleasure helps us now.
Now you resist this absolute. Pleasure helps us now.
Oh, yeah.
Now you resist this absolute. Pleasure helps us now.
Yep, certainly there.
Now you resist this absolute. Pleasure helps us now.
Huh. Yeah,
and so basically I think what he's saying is, I know you don't like this, but let's just get along with it, and it'll be better if we just both, you know, suck it up and deal with it, I guess. So then the next one is the French foreign minister, and he says, he agrees, and he says, okay, you know, he says, with doubt, I will share this rickety bus.
With doubt? Oh. French foreign. Got it. Okay, here we go.
So difficult situation, yet, like you explain in your speech.
And with doubt, I will share this rickety bus. Yeah, certainly there. In other words, their relationships are not working well. Is that how you would interpret that?
Well, he doesn't want to go along with whatever John Kerry is having him do or his country, but he's going to go ahead and do it, even though he doubts it'll work out well. And from these reversals, we find that it doesn't. They're telling us they've lost and they're losers all over the place. So now the next one is interesting. We get, he says, John Kerry says, must seal to this arachnid.
Oh, okay. Now I saw that one. Where did I see it?
There are two that have arachnid in it because they are using that as a metaphor for this dark group they work for.
Right, got it. Here we go.
To Africa and unrest and terrorism, to the Middle East, to...
Okay, must seal to this arachnid.
Must seal to this arachnid.
I'll be bothered.
Must seal to this arachnid.
Wow, never heard arachnid in reverse before. There you go.
Yeah, and you know, an arachnid is a spider, and he's like agreeing to entrap others for this organization is why I think they use that metaphor. So, and then now we're going to move on to the Antarctica reversals. Okay. And so the lady who is... introducing Carrie, her name is Kelly Faulkner, and she is the she's the director of the National Science Foundation's Office of Polar Programs, and she's introducing Carrie, and they're having the speeches at McMurdo Station there in Antarctica. So, and it was, you know, available to the public. And I apologize, you know, I recorded this off of a video. The forward sound is awful, but the reversals are very clear, which is amazing. But
yeah, I have listened to some of these reversals. Yeah, the forwards are atrocious. Just throw the forwards out. But the reversals are remarkably clear.
Yeah, I'm amazed by that. So now then she also uses the term arachnid. She says, it says, visited this arachnid. And then she says, law, shit, but never exciting. And then she says, we denounce it.
Okay, so we're playing this one first, are we? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
We are absolutely delighted to entertain the highest ranking U.S. government official ever to visit Antarctica.
Okay, visited this arachnid, law shit, but never exciting. We denounce it. Oh, yeah. It's all there. Listen again, folks. Visited this arachnid. Law shit, but never exciting. We denounce it. Here it is one more time. I'll be bothered.
And so basically, I think she's saying there that John Kerry is coming to visit and give a speech, but he always talks about boring stuff that's never exciting, and she denounces it. She does not like his speech.
That's how I interpret that, too. Yeah.
Okay, the next one is really interesting because she calls him the wolf for Hamidius. And so... that seems to be one of these dark gods that they worship, Wolf for Hamidius.
Okay, all right.
Hello, Inferno. So you have a room full.
Okay, Wolf for Hamidius.
Wolf for Hamidius.
Oh, yeah.
Wolf for Hamidius.
Very clear.
Wolf for Hamidius.
Oh, yeah, wow, nice and clear. Yeah, okay.
Right. So now what's interesting about Antarctica that they are about to – we hear from insiders that they are about to release this to us is that they have found a pre-Adamite existence of a city that had a catastrophe happen to it. It was flash frozen in the ice, similar to what happened to those folks in Pompeii, except this is with – ice. And so this is the next reversal seems to be about that cataclysm that happened. So he said, this is I think this is John Kerry. He says, surround me, says walls in the set, was hardened, the vertical real mess.
Okay, here we go.
And I can't tell you how glad I am. I completely understand why you're all here. Even more so, as it was all just a few hours.
Okay, here's the reversal. Surround me, says walls in the set, was Harland, the vertical real man. Oh, I couldn't hear the vertical. I heard the rest of it. Surround me, says walls in the set, was hardened, the vertical real mess.
Surround me, says walls in the set, was hardened, the vertical real mess.
He Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, okay, all right. Yep.
Yeah, and that was
that one.
Yeah, that was the second one that I found about that ancient site down there. And they're actually supposed to be dark ETs who have, like, elongated skulls that are actually in this that Carrie's group actually worships, is what I found in the reversals. So the next one, he says, he's talking about toxic waste sites, but backward, he's talking about how he got to ride in a new craft down there in Antarctica with somebody. So he says, I'm able to work it, new craft. This is awesome.
I'm able to, got it. Here we go. So here's Ford's.
In response to the fact that people were living next to toxic waste sites developed.
Okay, I'm able to work it, new craft. This is awesome. Wow.
And able to work it, this is awesome.
Wow. Wow. What, so he went down to Antarctica to see new craft they're building? UFOs?
Yeah. Well, he was supposed to be down there because he had some kind of climate change study emergency in the middle of the U.S. election, for crying out loud. Does anybody buy that?
Not really, no.
Yeah. So, well, and then the next one is funny also because it says Susset LL1G guiding it to see a raw.
Okay. All right, we'll have to get to that after break, Tiffany.
Okay,
we are back for our final segment on the Weekly Reverse Speak Show. It goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Okay, we're looking at this reversal on. Let's run it forwards. Here we go.
It was really brilliant to be out there. And while we didn't get to pull, I really got a huge amount of what I wanted to sense.
Okay, this is Susset LL1G guiding it to see a Ra. Okay. Huh. Well, why didn't she? Well, I'll be bothered.
Yeah, so now I looked up, I had no idea what LL1G was, so I looked it up. It is a part sold to Area 51. May have to do with so this is some sort of UFO or something that he's, or some sort of vehicle that he's talking about, and they went to see the ancient ruins, and he got to see one of these ET beings. Now these are dark ET beings that they worship, and I got a reversal on him where he basically says that, you know, that they worship these dark gods. And this is not, he's using Ra as a metaphor. There's a benevolent group called the Ra group. This is not the same group that he's referring to. So, because there are people out there who will be listening to this who are going to wonder, it's not the same group that's claiming to be the benevolent group of blue avians. These are bad guys. So that he says guiding it to see a raw, and then the next one he talks about that we're all going to soon see this ISIS Superman, and I still think he's talking about these ET beings that are trapped in the ice. So the reversal is they'll soon witness an ISIS Superman.
Okay, here we go.
And this is something I've always wanted to do, and have had great difficulty finding the time.
Okay, they'll soon witness an ISIS Superman.
They'll soon witness an ISIS Superman.
Well, I'll be bothered. Absolutely. So what's an ISIS Superman?
Well, these are the the ET beings that got trapped in the ice down there, that this cabal group in their religion, they basically worship that group, is what it appears to be, from the reversals that I got. And this information is lining up pretty closely with what David Wilcock and Corey Good have gotten on all of this stuff too. So so the Isis Superman appears to be one of those that we are going to be seeing pretty soon, because they're going to release that information to the public. Oh. Is what the insiders are saying. So these are ET beings that we will get to see, and that their scientists have actually already been studying for quite some time. I think it's been they started doing that in like 2002, if I'm remembering correctly. So they've been studying it for a while, and there's still a bunch more to study, but they're going to be releasing it to the public apparently pretty soon here. The next one just cracked me up. I was just laughing my butt off when I found this one. This is about Hillary Clinton. He says, we're in Fort Hillary, sealed a career, threw me off, some ass's wife, and sigh useful.
Okay, here we go.
Because we have some big challenges ahead of us. I'm going from here to the Middle East, and then I go from there.
Okay, we're in Fort Hillary, sealed a career, threw me off, some ass wife, and sigh useful. I'll be bothered.
So right there, so he's trash talking Bill and Hillary, and he doesn't like that they have, he feels like their shenanigans have thrown off his game. And of course, the psi useful, I think that is for a psychological operation. They just love to pull psychological operations every chance they get. So yeah, I think that's what that was all about. So some ass's wife, the ass was Bill Clinton, and it's pretty funny. Okay, so then we get some really good signs, though, because this appears to be coming from his higher aspect. He says, CAI over darkness, cease hurry.
Sorry, what's that one again?
CIA over darkness.
Right. Yeah. Got it. Here we go.
I am coming here. And hats off to all of you, those of you who spent time out on the ice.
Okay, CIA over darkness, cease hurry. Oh, yeah. I'll be bothered. Huh. So what's the CIA got to do with all of this?
Oh, my gosh. They do everything. They have been off the rez along with all of these other intelligence agencies for some time now. They literally are trying to throw the entire – this is a game of control for them, and they think they can control people better if they turn toward the negative. You're easier to control. They want to control everything. It's about control versus freedom. And this dark group that carry and it's a rogue faction within the CIA. You see what Trump just did. He went in there and basically told him that he supports him, and then we hear it through back channels that he told them they better get their act together, you know, and they're going to stop doing all this stuff, because they're basically helping carry in this dark group. You see, so it's networked. This is an organized crime unit, is what it is, a global organized crime unit. So then he gives us some more good news, because he says the show is over. Repent.
The show is over. Repent. Okay.
Thank you, all of you, for doing what you do.
Okay. The show is over. Repent.
The show is over.
The show over. No, it is over.
Sorry, yeah, the show over. Repent.
Repent. Huh. Okay. All right. What do we need to repent for?
for all the crap they've done. I mean, they're torturing and killing people worldwide. They have a torture network. I'm a targeted individual. They've targeted and attacked me and, you know, millions of others across the planet. They have this pedophile ring that they're working and, you know, raping and murdering and killing children. I mean, it's just, it's absolutely, they, every one of them need to be sitting in jail. So.
Wow.
That's why. Okay. And then the last one is very hopeful also. So he says, you are a loser.
Oh, right. Okay. All right. You are a loser. Let me see if I can put my fingers on that one quickly. Oh, yeah. Got it. Here we go.
I particularly wanted to come down here because I was in the Arctic.
And you are losing. Oh, yeah. You're a loser. Yeah, there we go. Yep, okay.
Yeah, which is good because now we get to the Pizzagate ones. And this one is quite long, but it's important. So he says, China not wanted to sell little girl. Let us sell them. They're the same. Help of the screw that I must distract.
Okay, here we go.
There may be efforts to sort of undo some of what President Obama has done in order to put in place a crime and action.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, these long reversals, I don't know. China not wanted to sell little girl, let us sell them. That's clear. I'll play it again. See, all I would document there is the first half. China not wanting to sell little girl, let us sell them. Anyway, that's just me.
Well, I put the rest in because the metaphor for screw has to do with immature sexuality. So he's not just, they are selling these children for a sex trade, you know, so is what I'm finding. And then we go on to, let's see, the next one is, oh, this is the James Elefantis Megyn Kelly interview where he mentions the picture of the little girl that he put on social media, and he claimed it was her goddaughter, and this is a picture of this little girl with her hands taped to a desk. And the first one is Megyn Kelly, and she says, that's her skiff with a gnome.
Megyn Kelly, that's her skiff with a gnome. Got it. Skiff with a gnome, right.
The pictures that Trey showed in the report, people have been pointing to, well, look at this, is evidence. There's a child with her hands taped down.
Okay, that's her skiff with a gnome.
That's her skiff with a gnome.
Huh.
That's her skiff with a gnome. That's her skiff with a gnome.
And how would you interpret that?
Well, now, a skiff is a boat, which is a vessel. Your body is a vessel. So that is her body with a gnome. Now, a gnome is somebody who has a dysfunctional mentality, mentally dysfunctional.
Right.
So that leads credence to there's something wrong going on with that little girl, even though he's claiming that her parents were right there and everything's fine. The next one, he says, the ampule by head sail is her ill wicked.
Okay, here we go.
In a completely innocent place, very happily playing with her sister. Her sister's taped her hands. Her parents are there.
What's ampule? The ampule by head sail. What's
yes. An ampule is a glass capsule that has a liquid drug inside of it that you inject into the body.
Okay. All right. The ampule is head sail. Is her ale ill wicked?
Ampule by head sail. Is her ale ill wicked?
I'll be bothered. Huh?
Ampule by head sail. Is her ale ill wicked?
Huh?
Ampule by head sail. Is her ale ill wicked?
Okay. All right. Next one along.
And so I think that she's been drugged is what he's saying in that picture. Oh. And then the next one is her ebb is nigh.
Her ebb is nigh. Got it. Here we go.
In a completely innocent place, very happily playing with her sister. Her sister taped her hands. Her parents are there.
And Her ebb is nigh.
Very adversary.
Yep.
Okay, so her life force is not well, not doing good, is what I would interpret that to be. And then, okay, then we move on to a Hillary Clinton speech that she gave December the 8th, 2016, honoring Harry Reid. And in this one, she uses a Pizzagate code word, walnut, which means non-white. And she refers to an island, which would be Jeff Epstein's pedophile island. And snake is deceptive. She says, snake I am. And then she says, a walnut on island. Seal my seeker will defy him.
Who's this again?
This is Hillary Clinton.
Oh, right. Got it. Yep. Here we go.
On behalf of the working families of Nevada and all Americans.
Okay, snake I am, walnut on island, seal my seeker, will defy him.
Snake I am, walnut I am, seal my seeker, will defy him.
Oh, yeah.
Snake I am, walnut I am, seal my seeker, will defy him.
Snake I am, walnut I am, seal my seeker, will defy him.
And what does that mean?
Oh, I said already. So she is deceptive, and she is going to she went to Jeff Epstein's island to, and there was a non-white child there. The last part I'm not sure about. Seal my seeker will defy him, I'm not sure. But in the next one, she talks about a ritual that she does. Now, in her forward speech, she is talking about a fond trip she took with Harry Reid to Nevada. But in reverse, she's talking about a trip that she took, it appears, to Pedophile Island with Harry Reid. Okay, so the next reversal says, surfs up, your snake walk will slap a year old with Harry will help you shine for the ritual.
Okay, here we go.
We both shared a passion for health care and a worry about so-called cancer clusters.
Okay, surfs up, your snake walk will slap a year old with Harry will help you shine for the ritual. Yeah, that's a bit of a tough one to pull out, that one.
Yeah, well, it definitely ties in with all the rest of the stuff coming together on Pizzagate. But and then the last three, I went ahead and put with it because they go with this speech. And they were all done by She-Wolf. So hats off to She-Wolf. She is awesome.
Okay.
Here's hers on this same speech where it's about Dennis Hastert and Hillary, and they have the same crime in common is what this reversal seems to mean. So it says, I am you, watch the crime with Hastert feel.
Okay, here we go.
Harry's commitment to our country runs just as deep. Throughout his career, he's fought tirelessly to protect America's public lands and natural beauty.
Okay, I am you, what's a crime with Hastert, H-A-S-T-E-R-T, what's Hastert? What's that?
Dennis Hastert is a Republican who is a serial pedophile, and he was convicted, but he got basically a slap on the wrist for it. So she's telling us that she has a crime in common with him.
Oh, I am you, what's a crime with Hastert feel, okay?
I am you, what's a crime with Hastert feel?
Oh, yeah.
I am the officer in Master Beal.
Huh.
I am the officer in Master Beal.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. Yep.
And then, let's see. And then, okay, James Alefantis made a public statement on December 4th after they had that actor come into his restaurant with a gun. And they found out that he was an actor. Now, you know, it's my feeling that they paid him to do this. They're trying to make James Elefantis and all these people look like victims when they really are sheep's wolves in sheep's clothing. So, so James Elefantis' reversal is Hillary could snap, hell face her.
Okay, here we go.
Tonight, I want to say we are deeply grateful to the local law enforcement officers who responded swiftly to our call. Thanks to their good work, I am confident that we will continue to operate safely and securely as we have for the past decade.
Okay, Hillary could snap, he'll face her.
Hillary could snap, he'll face her.
That's clear.
Hillary could snap, he'll face her. Hillary could snap, he'll face her.
Yeah, that's nice and clear. That one, yeah, good one.
Yeah, and then the last one that I have is also James Elefantis and She-Wolves, and he says they've all deserved that murder.
Okay, here's Ford's.
I hope that those involved in fanning these flames will take a moment to contemplate what happened here today.
Okay, they've all deserved that murder. That's clear too. Yeah, I guess so. Yep.
You know, so I'm so glad that we were able to get to all those. But that was okay. That's 25 of them. Woo, we got through all of them.
So what are all these reversals labeled JK? What are these ones that you sent me?
Oh, that's John Kerry.
And what ones are these? We haven't played all of these, have we? Oh, maybe we have. Yeah,
we should have played all of them. There should be 25 here.
Okay, all right, great. So, what's your future plans with reverse speech, Tiffany?
Oh, my gosh. Well, in the immediate future, I need to do my final. I keep having people... They want me to do, we do need to do Podesta, you know that. And we need to do, a lot of people have asked for Keshi. There are a lot of good ones that they're coming up with that definitely need to be reversed but and analyzed. But, you know, I have to take my final, people. So speak to those as soon as I can. And I would like to encourage all of those of you, they're going crazy with those apps. They love them. They're finding reversals all over the place, and they absolutely love it. So you guys that really love it, I encourage y'all to sign up. We need you, especially if you speak a second language.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Next class starts April the 1st, students, everyone, if you're interested. We've got 8 students signed up already for the April class. Cutoff is 20. So, go to reversespeech.com and you'll see the application. Click up on the top bar for training and you'll see all the applications there. The field of reverse speech is growing, but we need more and more people to get involved.
There's so much to do. Also I wanted to say that was only part 3. Now, John Kerry, all of these cabal type people that are involved in this dark organization of organized crime, they suppress their forward speech and they just talk nonstop backwards because they suppress their forward speech, I imagine. But like John Kerry, normally we'll get in a session, we'll get about 30 reversals in 30 minutes. But in the Antarctica speech, I'm only 13 minutes in and I've gotten 57 reversals.
Oh my God.
Now those are all online for people to see. At my Audio Boom site or at my WordPress site, which I gave at the beginning. And then,
Tiffany, give your website out again.
Okay. So my Audio Boom site is audioboom.com/ Tiff Vision. And it's so the first 3 letters of my first name, Tiffany. So it's TIF and then the word vision, like you see through your glasses with no spaces. And then my you can find parts 1, 2, and 3 of the Antarctica speech. It's 43 minutes long, and I'm only to minute 13. But those are already there, and I had to take a break from that. I'm fixing to go on vacation, and I can, once I get my final done and get through my vacation, then I'll come back and do some more on that and finish it up. There's probably going to be like 8 or 9 parts to it. But that one is tiffvision.wordpress.com.
Right. And you've got all your other reversals posted up there too, right?
Yeah, most of them are on my Audio Boom site. My Audio Boom site is not very user-friendly, so I'm moving. I had a learning curve here. WordPress actually has, I didn't know that I could do them the way that I wanted to do them on WordPress, and I figured out a way to do that. So now I need to move all that stuff over. That's another project that I need to do. So I will not have an Audio Boom site here in a few months. It'll all be on my WordPress site. But it's on Audio Boom for now. Yeah. And those of you who have seen both, I've gotten a lot of feedback. They're like, oh, yeah, we like that WordPress site a lot better.
Yeah, WordPress tends to be a little bit better. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, all right. So you start your practitioner course yet? You're getting excited about that?
Oh, I'm really excited, and I've gotten a bunch of volunteers for the different homework that we have to do too already. They're standing in line and queuing up for that. So I just can't wait. Now, the practitioner's course is like a year long, isn't it? Or
6 months.
Oh, it's 6 months? Okay, 6 months. So, yeah, this definitely is not like a course where it's just like a couple of days long. You have homework and you really earn your keep in this one.
April 1st, everyone, sign up for the next course. That's only, that's only 2 months away. My God.
Right. But you're well trained when you get done with David, I'm telling you. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what we want. We want people out there active and pumping and getting reverse speech out there who know what they're doing. So go to reversespeech.com or you can call me. My American number is 503-568-7077. All right, thanks very much for joining us, Tiffany.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, and we'll see you all next week, everyone. Bye-bye.